May 20th, Psalm 147.
Praise the Lord, for it is good to sing praises to our God, for it is pleasant, and a song of praise is fitting. The Lord builds up Jerusalem. He gathers the outcasts of Israel. He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. He determines the number of the stars. He gives to all of them their names. Great is our Lord and abundant in power. His understanding is beyond measure. The Lord lifts up the humble. He casts the wicked to the ground. Sing to the Lord with thanksgiving. Make melody to our God on the lyre. He covers the heavens with clouds. He prepares rain for the earth. He makes grass grow on the hills. He gives to the beasts their food and to the young ravens that cry. His delight is not in the strength of the horse, nor his pleasure in the legs of a man. But the Lord takes pleasure in those who fear him, in those who hope in his steadfast love. Praise the Lord, O Jerusalem. Praise your God, O Zion, for he strengthens the bars of your gates. He blesses your children within you. He makes peace in your borders. He fills you with the finest of the wheat. He sends out his command to the earth. His word runs swiftly. He gives snow like wool. He scatters frost like ashes. He hurls down his crystals of ice like crumbs. Who can stand before his cold? He sends out his word and melts them. He makes his wind blow and the waters flow. He declares his word to Jacob, his statutes and rules to Israel. He has not dealt thus with any other nation. They do not know his rules. Praise the Lord.
Stars, snowflakes, and sovereign grace. Gloria Furman. When we sing psalms of praise, it is not our aim to revel in our own splendor. Our gaze is lifted to behold the majesty of God. The same is true when we consider the incredible world around us. Our worship is directed to God, whose providence and grace govern and sustain all things. Singing praises to ourselves is burdensome and soul-shrinking. Singing praises to God is freeing and fulfilling. It is good, pleasant, and fitting to sing praises to God. The psalmist issues a call to worship the God of the universe, expanding our horizon to behold the heights and depths of God's sovereign grace. Our confidence is directed away from a futile focus on our own abilities. His delight is not in the strength of the horse, nor his pleasure in the legs of a man, but the Lord takes pleasure in those who fear him, in those who hope in his steadfast love. Verses 10 through 11. The psalmist scans the universe to see the providential care of God for his creation, and how our cares and needs land squarely on the God who spoke the stars into existence. All the billions and billions of stars. We read elsewhere in God's word that not one of these stars is missing. Our Father wields a power that is more than sufficient to address the needs and problems of his people. Even as we consider his provision for creation, it is tempting to entertain the notion that our minuscule existence in so vast a universe is beyond his concern. But the Bible tells a different story. God's care for each of us is unquestionable, and in the cross of his Son, Jesus Christ, we see that God's willingness to save is also overwhelming. The God whose understanding is beyond measure, Psalm 147, verse 5, who governs the path of every star and snowflake, is delighted to declare his word to Jacob and give his law to Israel. How extraordinary that the all-powerful Creator would give us his word! Truly, God's people are dear to him. God has given us his word and his Son, the Word made flesh, all so that we might know his matchless worth and be satisfied forever. We are weak. He is strong. The outcasts, the brokenhearted, and the humble look to the Lord for everything they need. God points us to himself as our sufficiency. For I, the Lord your God, hold your right hand. It is I who say to you, fear not, I am the one who helps you. Isaiah chapter 41, verse 13. Praise to the Lord will erupt in song from hearts that are confident in his covenanted steadfast love.
The Bible is crucial for our lives as believers, but some Christians around the world don't have their own copy of God's Word. That's why Crossway is committed to distributing 1 million ESV Bibles to believers in need globally. By God's grace, we've already raised enough to distribute 500,000 copies of the Bible, but we need your help to get more Bibles into the hands of more believers around the world. Between now and Mother's Day, our aim is to raise $200,000, enough to fund the distribution of 50,000 more Bibles, with a special emphasis on reaching women throughout the Global South. Every $4 you give will provide a copy of God's Word to someone who may have never owned their own Bible before. Would you prayerfully consider helping us reach this goal for the good of the global church and the glory of God? To learn more or donate, visit crossway.org/1,000,000 Bibles. That's crossway.org/1,000,000 Bibles. Thanks.